Welcome to A Life Designed. My name is Tina Heisman. I teach busy moms how to get everything done and still have time and energy for themselves. My passion is for helping women create more heart-to-heart connection with their husband and children so they can feel deeply fulfilled in those most important relationships. The topic of today's podcast is how to discover your life purpose. But before we get started, I want to let you know that I have created a free communication in marriage class for you. This class is for you if you've ever felt like you can't get through to your husband, or like he never listens to you, or if one or both of you lose your cool during difficult conversations, and if you're just tired of fighting with him. In just 30 minutes, this class will help you lay the foundation for healthy communication in marriage and teach you how to handle difficult conversations so you can feel more connected and like you're on the same team as your husband. So you can visit the link in the show notes to access that. Also, I have a free private group on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your life. It's called A Life Designed, and it's actually a happy place on Facebook, so I hope you'll join us. Okay, let's dive in and talk about how to discover your life purpose. I'm so excited to have this conversation with you today. So in 2010, my husband and I experienced a marriage crisis. And that experience changed the trajectory of my life in so many ways and all of the best ways possible. One of the ways is that it helped me find my life purpose. It helped me discover it. I learned so much through the experience of repairing my marriage that I felt called by God to make a major career change and become certified as a life coach so I could teach other moms what I had learned about this crazy journey we call motherhood and marriage. And that's what I've been doing for the past 11 years. So through public speaking and then one-on-one coaching in this podcast, I help women who want to feel happier in their role as a wife and mother and who want to live their life like alive and with purpose and passion. But don't worry, we don't have to go through a crisis to find our purpose in life. And who knows, maybe if you figure out your purpose, it could help you avoid a crisis. That would be the goal, right? And so that's what I want to talk with you about today. How you can find your life purpose. So I thought we might just start off with a definition of life purpose and some thoughts. The way that I learned about what our purpose is that it's what we are here to do while we are alive on earth. It's like an overall goal or theme for your life. So it's not necessarily something specific, but it's an overall goal or theme. When you're living in alignment with what your purpose is, you are going to feel more fulfilled in your life. You're going to feel more focused. You're going to know what to say yes to and what to say no to. You're going to feel happier and more joyful because you will know that you're living your purpose. And when we live this way, we have more energy and more fun, and we look forward to our days because we just can't wait to see what's next and what we're going to do when we're living our purpose in the world. And it's so fulfilling to live this way because you know that you're making the world a better place from your little corner of it. Don't you love that? I believe, well, I think we would all agree, but that God gives us unique gifts and talents, each one of us. We have all been called to serve God and all of the world in our own unique ways. We all have a role in the world. And so one of the scriptures that I like to teach when I'm talking about this is Romans 12:6-8, which says, "We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully." So there are other scriptures as well as this one. This is just the one that I chose today. And any one of those things in that verse could be a life purpose. And so I'm curious, like, have you ever really stopped to think about what God has called you here to do? So I'm going to give you some examples to help you think. One, my mentor that I follow, I love her. What she believes her purpose is to be an example of what's possible. She's a super successful woman and constantly breaking down barriers and boundaries and just showing people if you put your mind to it, you can do anything. And she takes that into her personal and professional life. One of my clients that I worked with realized that her life purpose is to be an advocate. And she blew me away with how quickly she took action on that too. It was awesome. She signed up to be a mentor for women in need in her community. And then she started looking at also how she could be an advocate in her marriage and family as well. And that was actually why she first came to me to work together, was for marriage and family. But we were able to broaden it and give her that fulfillment from being an advocate in all areas of her life. It was really awesome. Another client's purpose is to bring more love into the world. And she incorporates this both at home and at work. And I love this. She says when she feels challenged by any situation, she asks herself, what would love do? I love that. What would love do? We could all ask ourselves that anyway, even if it's not our purpose, right? So my purpose, I would say, is to love, serve, and teach. To me, that means I always want to be giving love to everyone around me. I want to be of service to the people around me, and I want to teach the people around me about love, specifically with motherhood and marriage and faith and family, as you might have noticed. And so I feel super blessed to find a career that very directly allows me to do this with life coaching and public speaking. But even if I were in a different career, say as a bank teller, I bet I could still find a way to love, serve, and teach in that role. And that is really important because if you don't think you're in your ideal job or career or life situation, you can still live your purpose. That's actually really important. And we should all be intentionally living our purpose in any role that we have in order to move ourselves in the direction of our dreams and to be really living to our fullest potential. So many people discount their current role because they think it's not making a big enough impact in the world. But I would challenge you. We can all live our purpose in the exact spot that we are in, even if that spot does not thrill us. So if I didn't have a career at all, you can better believe I would still be loving, serving, and teaching as a mother and a wife and a friend and a daughter, all those ways that we show up in our lives, right? So do you see what I mean? Whether I am a life coach or a bank teller or a stay-at-home mom, me, Tina Heisman, I'm still loving, serving, and teaching. You know how good that feels? The cool thing about this is, you guys, that we don't have to go searching out in the world for what our purpose is. We actually go within to find it. And I think first checking in with God is a fantastic idea. Just praying about it and asking him to show you, telling him that you know, would love his help to reveal to you the gifts that he's given you and what you can do with them. That would be living out your greater purpose in his world and in his plan. And then I want you to get out some pen and paper because we're going to do some thinking here. And do not skip the pen and paper part. I know some of you guys protest me on that, but it's really important. Writing will slow you down enough to get out of your head. So if you really want to make a change, you really have to write it down. We have to get out of our head. And there's totally scientific research behind this. But I also want to give you and offer you that I think when we slow down and write, that we can hear God better because we're giving him space to move in, to talk to us and to guide us and direct us. Okay, so your pen and paper is because we're going to make a few lists to help you brainstorm. And I'm just going to tell you what they are right now, and then you can take some time if you want to pause this or listen through and come back another time. But we're just going to do some brainstorming just to help you think a little. So I want you to take time to think about, number one, what you love doing. Just make a list of things that you love doing. Number two, make a list of things that you're passionate about. It could be causes out in the world, or it could be health or family, stuff like that, right? Number three, Make a list of what you're really good at. What are you really good at? And if you struggle to think about what things that you're really good at, ask a friend or a family member and they'll tell you for sure. Number four is to make a list of what makes you excited. Like, what do you get all excited about? Number five, make a list of your priorities and put them in order. So for me, for example, it would be God first, family second, maybe health after that, career after that. Think about like what your priorities are, because this is going to help us know what we're going to do for our life's purpose. And then number six, just think about, I like to think about like if money were no object, you know, like if all of that was taken care of, what would you want to spend your time doing? I know right now a lot of us are motivated by maybe having to earn money or even taking care of our families. So think about if you're not a money earner right now, but you're taking care of your family. Like if you had all the help you needed with all of that and you had plenty of free time, what would you want to spend your time doing? So those are the six lists. Just take a few minutes on each question. You don't have to spend a terrible amount of time, but this is just to kind of get your brain moving a little bit and thinking. And I want you to realize that your purpose is within you. You don't have to go outside of it or searching with it. It really just takes connecting within ourselves. And now I do have to warn you, when you're living in alignment with your purpose, it doesn't mean everything is going to be effortless, that all of your problems will go away. Certainly not, I'm here to tell you. But it gives meaning to your life and to your struggle, right? Like you hear people say like out in the social media world, like you got to find your why. Well, this is kind of like your why. And when we have like, we know like the purpose of our life, if the purpose of my life is to love, serve, and teach, when something comes and tries getting in my way of that, I have a very deep motivation to push through it. And so that's why we want to know what our purpose is. And I also love bringing God into it, as you all know, because I feel like that helps us remember that we're part of the bigger picture here. So I thought I would share with you, it happens to me all the time, but there was a recent example where I was actually caught not living in alignment with my purpose. I was talking to my coach the other day and sharing some business struggles, like mindset struggles with her. I was having some thoughts that were producing some feelings of worry and fear. And I was just stuck in them, and I needed someone else to show me that those negative thoughts and feelings were actually keeping me from doing the work necessary to love, serve, and teach my clients and all of you. It's wild how that works. It was such a wow moment for me. Thank goodness I have coaching for myself too, because we all need that person from the outside with the perspective to say, hey, I remember your purpose is to love, serve, and teach. And when you think these thoughts and feel these feelings, then you're not love, serving, and teaching. You're like hiding away out of fear of saying something wrong or something like that, right? And so when we have our purpose, we can come back to it so much more easily and get back on the right track. So amazing. And I do want to also encourage you by sharing that we can still be living in alignment with our purpose when life seems like challenging or hard. And I would share a client example with you on that. I have a client whose purpose is to be a loving mother and wife. And she's struggling because her oldest daughter went off to college last August. So as you all might know or imagine, that really changes the family dynamic very drastically. And now my client just has more worry about her daughter living in a college town. And so we were talking about like, how does she still live her purpose during a time when things seem really hard and maybe sad, and you know, you're mourning the end of a phase of parenting. And so we certainly talked about her doing her self-care in mind, body, and spirit during this time, but then showing her how she can still live according to her purpose. She can still be a loving mom from afar for the daughter that went to school. And plus, she has two other children at home that she's going to continue to nurture. And so things will look differently, yes, with one child having flown the coop, but she can still live her purpose. And so I would coach her on what her new dynamic was looking like, you know, both with her relationship with her daughter in college and for the two children that were still at home, and her husband, by the way, right? So it's really, you guys, just about being intentional. And it's not to say that we wouldn't feel grief or something when we go through something that's hard and we process that grief and we cope with that grief and we deal with that grief. But then we know when it's time to move on and we're ready to just focus on our purpose. And I think our purpose is part of what helps us heal from any grief that we might be feeling. And so I hope that's helpful for you, because I feel like sometimes we think, you know, we're going to flip a magic switch and be living our life purpose and all of our prayers will be answered and everything will be very easy. But that just is not how life works, you guys, right? Life is a continuous journey. And when we know like what our purpose is here, what our main thing is that we're here to do, then we can respond so much better to the challenges and be more resilient, right? Very cool. So I do know that this concept is easier said than done, and that you might need an outside sounding board and have someone walk through it with you. And of course, I would love to be that gal for you. So if you could use a little help with this, reach out to me and I can help you. In the meantime, remember the free marriage communication masterclass. It's just for you. It's free, guys, free. Just click on the link in the show notes to access it. And also, don't forget to join the Life Design community on Facebook. And also, if you love this podcast, if you don't mind giving me a review in iTunes, if you've never done that, it really helps to show other women that this would be some minutes, 15-ish minutes or so, that will bless them and be a good use of their time. All right. Thank you so much. I will talk to you guys next week.